Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show, the show where you'll get nourishment for your knees, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. I'm your host, Easy Ward, and thank you again for all the love for episode 4. I loved all the comments, all the discussions, all the DMs. Thank you all once again. And once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. And once again, if you're new to the channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Today, I have a really, really powerful topic that I want to talk about, and today's topic for me has been birthed out of something that I've had to deal with, something that a lot of my friends had to deal with, and it is the power of decision making and just the how overall decisions determine your destiny. I'm going to say it again. Decisions determine destiny. So I know many of you may be asking, like, you know, what do you mean by that? And this is what I mean by that. Right now, you could be in a season where you're trying to figure out what's next, right? And you're trying to figure out, what do I have to do next to get to the next level of my life? And for a lot of us, we know what we should be doing, but there are things that we're not doing in order to get to the place that we say that we ultimately want to get to. And for me, one of the things that I've learned just through years of praying and living life, honestly, is that God, he'll give you a vision for something, but how you steward that vision and the strategy that he gives you for that vision will determine the success that you have. So I'll say it again. Stewardship and strategy go hand in hand. They determine the kind of success and overall outcome you will have. So for a lot of us right now, we know that for us to get to the next level of our life, there's a level of just overall stewardship that we need to have in order to get to the next level. But for many of us, we don't do that. And what I've learned is that one decision or one false step can mess up your whole groove. So for a lot of you right now watching, you know that there have been decisions that in your life you've made that have really sent your whole life off course. But I am here to tell you that God redeems time, so you can get back on course. But we do got to talk about the importance of making the right decision. So I want to give you some practical steps, and I want to give you some insight on how to make the right decisions, but not only that, but things that you can put in place going forward that can help you do so. So steps to make the right decisions. One, the first step is seeking wise counsel, right? The Bible says in Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. The other verse that I have for that is Proverbs 19, verses 20 through 21. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. So when I think about those verses, I think about there needs to be people set up in your life that you can talk to that are further than you, that have more experience than you, that have been where you're trying to go, but have also lived the experiences that you're trying to have next in your life, whether that's start a business, whether that's marriage, whether that's, you could be starting a new venture in your life. I mean, I don't know what it could be in your life, but you need wise counsel to help you make sound decisions. I know for myself, there are a few people that I talk to about different things that help me navigate tough decisions and tough times. So I wouldn't challenge you today that if you don't have wise counsel in your life, look to people who are more experienced than you. Look to people who have been where you're trying to go, who have gone where you're trying to go, who have also lived the things that you're trying to get to in your life. So that's step one. Number two is study and do research on that particular topic or a place of interest. For a lot of us, we need to do more research. We make decisions out of just haste, out of just shooting from the hip. And that's not really smart. A lot of us, we've set ourselves back by just doing things that really, if we think about it, it wasn't that smart or it wasn't that calculated. And I want to challenge you today to start doing your research, start studying the topics that you want to pursue, start studying the businesses that you want to start. I mean, even if you want to be a wife or a husband, start looking into how you can be, how you can learn from somebody who's been married for 10 or 15 years. But you should be studying the thing that you want to become. That's the catch. Study the thing you want to become. And then this should be number one, but these steps that I'm giving you are in no particular order, but I'm always going to say pray and ask God. Like, that is, I'm never going to, you know, limit the power of prayer. So you should be always prayer. Prayer should be the first thing you do before you seek wise counsel. And ask God to make it clear, like, this is what you should be doing, whether that's stepping out on faith, you know, for a new thing. But you should always be praying and asking God for clarity on these different things. And lastly, look at your surroundings and see what's in front of you that may already have the answer there. And when I say that, I know you may be thinking, like, what is he talking about? Look at your surroundings. And this is what I mean by that. A lot of times we have clues and hints of things that we should be doing by our own current environment. So you may be, your current environment, for example, you may come from a family of a long line of entrepreneurs. That may be a clear sign for you. You know what? Entrepreneurship is legit in my DNA. So that's a step that I can take because I know that it's something that honestly I've been built on and cultivated my whole entire life. Or for example, if you know that you come from a broken home and you're like, you know what? I want to be the generational change agent. That could be a clear sign that, you know what, marriage is for you. And I want to be the person that shows my family that I can have a healthy marriage. I can have a healthy relationship. I mean, it could be a number of things. Like if you believe that you're meant to be wealthy and, you know, everybody in your family is wealthy, or, you know, you come from a family where people lack. And you're like, you know what, I'm going to be the first person in my family to show people that you can be wealthy, live for Christ and do all those things. But I do believe for a lot of us, if we closely examine our surroundings, there are a lot of signs and kind of inklings or nuggets that we can be looking at that really can help point us in the right direction. But more than anything, what I want you to get across today is that decisions determine your destiny. So the power of what you do or what you don't do will determine the outcome in your life. And then ultimately, how you steward over the strategy, over the vision that God has given you, will determine the success you have in your life. So I want you all to be encouraged that right now you could be in a place where you don't know what's next. And that's okay. That's okay. Like, I'm not telling you you have to have it figured out, because there are a lot of areas in my life where I don't have clarity. I don't have things laid out like I want them to, but I have faith. And one thing about this platform, I'm always going to encourage you to have faith and pray, because that's what's going to help you get to the other side. But, you know, I'm going to run through these steps one more time, you know, just, you know, for my note takers out there. So one, I have seek wise counsel. And once again, these steps are in no particular order. So one, seek wise counsel, study and do your research on that particular topic, pray and ask God for clarity. And then number four, look at your surroundings and see what's in front of you. So those are some practical steps that, you know, I want to leave you with today that I believe can help you get to the next level of your life and help you make sound decisions. So, Dan, what you got for me today, brother?
Really good nuggets, bro. It's sad to say it, bro. I ain't trying to age you, but you sound like my dad, bro. Nah, let me tell you why. So, like, we used to get in debates about sports all the time. And I used to talk about the latest and greatest person, latest and greatest thing. And he always used to point back to old videotapes and say, study the greats. And reflect on who has been there, because the people that you're watching got their first move or something, their move from somebody beforehand. Else, yeah. They just put their own sauce on it, or they enhanced it as the game changed. But you're not making the wheel.
Yeah,
you're just reinventing the wheel. So a lot of things you say, if like I've hear in my house, like hear all the time at home, is like, it's good advice, and it's like some people really don't understand, know, or have access to that kind of knowledge. So appreciate your wisdom, brother. But man, I have a few questions. What is I guess give an example. Sorry to put you on the spot, but give an example of what a prayer would look like for you in this situation. If you're trying to seek counsel. If you're trying to ask for clarity, some people don't know how to pray.
Yeah.
So for those who may not know how do you pray in this specific regard when you're asking for clarity, resources, et cetera, et cetera?
That's really Good. That's a great question. So I would do two things. I write my prayers out, you know, and I've always said this in previous episodes, but I write my prayers out so that when God does it, I know what to look back to and see how he's brought me through it. So the first thing that I would say is this. I would say, like, lay it out clear as day. So, for example, I use my own personal experience. God, you see that right now there's transition on my job happening. If you want me to stay at this company, open up a clear door here at this company. You know what I mean? It could be like here at this company to show me that I need to stay here. So, for example, if you're in a relationship and you're like, God, is this my person? Make it clear as day. Like, give me a sign that you know, I'll be able to comprehend for myself. I would pray something like that and then write that, like, write verbatim what I said down. And I always date and put a time on my prayers. And I do that because a lot of times when I do that, I can come back to it and say, okay, you know what? I remember it was 11:42, Friday, May 3rd, and I was able to remember what space I was in. So for me, I would legit, just like whatever you're seeking clarity on, ask God, is this you? And if this is you, open up a door or show me, make it so evident that I can't be deceived as anybody else but you.
That's good, bro. It was a loaded question because I guess a piece of advice I would give to somebody listening is there is no formula to prayer.
Yeah.
You know,
it's conversation.
It's extremely conversational. It's a relationship. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are fixed on religion, but it's a relational thing. Yep. And God knows your heart. Have the conversation like we're having right now on this podcast.
Yeah.
And as long as you're genuine and you follow and you're obedient when the steps do come, I think you'll be surprised in how fast there's been times I done prayed the prayer about my future wife and the prayer about my business and all these things I got going on. Like, these were clear prayers.
Clear. And you get the answers like
right,
that.
Just like, bro, 24, like 48, 20 like years, real legit, quick.
I was about to say, and sometimes, I've had times when it'll be something that'll pop up on my phone, literally. Because a lot of times when I pray, I'll leave my phone in like another room, and then I'll come back, and I'm like, hold up, I just prayed for this sign or this thing,
right?
And I come back to my phone, I'm like, oh man, this is what I pray for. This is what right. I asked for. So, yeah, man, trust me, y'all. If you pray, you're going to have faith. Believe. You're going to get an answer real quick.
And if this is too much, I'll bleep this out or cut it out.
Yeah.
But prayer for dummies. Listen, follow me. When you get your sign, what is the title of this episode?
the title of this episode what is the title of this episode? It's either going to be the power of decision making or decisions determine destiny, something like that.
Perfect. Okay. Decision making. You pray for a sign. When sign arrives, it could be 24 hours. It could take some long time, but if it comes quickly or whenever it does come, don't be that person that's like, well, God, is this really the sign? Can you send me four more signs? Because
he's going to make it clear.
Because then at this point, now it's like, all right, now you, what are we doing? Yeah. What is the decision that you're going to make?
Yep.
Because even when the blessing comes, it's still a decision. It's not going to be spoon fed because that leads back to faith.
Yep. And we have free will. Yeah. So God's not going to force you to do anything. He'll give you the answer, but it's still up to you to make a decision. And that goes back to what we're talking about today.
The title. Yep.
Decision making.
Exactly. So pray for it when it comes. Prayer for dummies.
Yep.
Listen, just make the decision. Because there's been times that I know for a fact, I didn't ask. I got the sign. All right, God, this is really it. Give me another sign.
Yep.
All right, if this is really, really, really it.
Give me another sign.
By the time a year done passed, I done got 10 signs, and now I could have been blessed.
Yep.
I'm delaying greatness at this point.
Yeah.
So. Man, that's good. Last question is just talk a little bit about the power in knowing the resources around you. So that was your last point. Go a little bit more in depth about, like, what does that look like in a day-to-day life where a lot of times we'll miss things that have been written on the wall, a lot of things that we pray for we actually already had in our disposal.
Yeah, yeah. Or just living in them. So that last point was about, you know, looking at your surroundings and seeing what's in front of you, because you may already have the answer there. And when I said that, you know, for me, that came from even looking at myself. So I'll give you a real example. You know, I started out doing podcasts, you know, doing inspirational stuff. But really, I'm like, man, when I look back at my life, I've been doing the same thing my whole life. And when I say that, like, I've been speaking, I've been encouraging people, I've been able to inspire people, I've been able to help empower and transform people. But I've been doing the same thing my entire life. And I think at the top of this year, and I've always known who I was. I've tried to run. I've tried to hide. I've tried to blend in a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I've tried to, like, really just be a chameleon. Like, yeah, you know, I'm just. But, like, as I've gotten older and been more comfortable with who I am and who I'm called to be, I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. Like, I'm actually fully confident in who God's made me to be. But that happened as I started looking at, like, my surroundings and looking at the answer. I'm like, hold up, bro, you don't want to call it what you've been doing, but you've been doing the same thing at every level of your life. So today, if anybody out there watching, you probably know what you should be doing or what you have been doing, and you may not want to call it what it is, but I would take a deep look in the mirror and realize that you're probably operating or probably have been doing the thing that you want to do. Like, you probably just don't even realize it. So for me, I think that it's important to look back over your life and study the patterns of your life and study the different occurrences and experiences you had in your life, because those things will all be very, very telling to help you discern your destiny and to go forward. So that's my answer on that. You know, I know I said a whole lot, but hopefully that answered the question.
You hit it right on the head, bro. I'm gonna close my last thought out. It's just like, everything's relevant.
Everything.
Everything's relevant.
Every experience.
All your trials, tribulations, nothing's small wasted. Things. You talked about in the previous episode, working at a warehouse, I think.
Yep.
At Macy's. That's preparation. It's hard to see it. Character. Analogy, I'll say, is like a movie. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with plot twist movies, they'll put the answer at the beginning of the movie.
At the beginning.
And then they'll go back in time and they'll show you how we got to this point. Yep. To that decision point to be made. Mm-hmm. But the plot twist sometimes be right in the opening scene at the beginning of the movie, and we miss it. Mm-hmm. We miss the whole point of the movie. They tell you in the first 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then we go back and they show us, okay, how did we get here? Oh, the sign, the writing has been on the wall the entire time, but we never see it. We miss it right over our head.
It's literally looking at smack
right
in the face.
So that just goes to your last point, just an analogy. Like, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah, it's on the wall.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. So cool. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's the Easy Talk Show. Once again, I love you guys. Thank you all for all the support. If you're new to this channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. And I'll see you soon. Once again, love, Easy.